This is the Flight Wisdom Guru telling you that you can do anything you believe you can do. It is your world, and you can put in any color that makes you happy. The last few days have been very trying for those trying to get to, from, and within Europe. But hopefully, soon, things can start returning to normal. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 17. United has opened merger negotiations with Continental and is continuing discussions with U.S. Airways. If a merger between one of these companies does not happen, they might merely expand a three-way marketing alliance between the carriers. Southwest Airlines terminated its codeshare agreement with WestJet, an agreement that never got off the ground. WestJet will likely seek a codeshare agreement with another U.S.-based carrier. There has already been talk of an agreement with Delta Airlines. Aeroflot will equip its first plane with in-flight internet on June 1st, with three other planes by November 1st. The airline website will provide notification of which flights will be operated using the Wi-Fi-equipped aircraft. Passengers on the four planes will be able to send and receive SMS and MMS messages and use up to 1 megabit per second of internet. Tentative prices will be 1 text message at 10 rubles, while 1 megabit of data will be 200 rubles. JetBlue Airways announced its new service from Bradley International Airport in Hartford, which had been previously rumored. Effective November 17th, they will begin twice-daily service to both Orlando and Fort Lauderdale using their 150-seat Airbus A320 aircraft. Bradley is the second largest airport in New England, after Logan Airport in Boston. Virgin America will launch once-daily flights from both Los Angeles and San Francisco to Toronto, beginning June 23rd. Virgin America is uniquely promoting the launch solely via Twitter, as opposed to traditional advertising. You can follow them at Virgin America on Twitter for more details. The volcanic ash, which has disrupted flights in Europe, seems set to disperse enough to permit aviation to resume in Scotland and northern England. A new ash cloud, which is heading for Europe, may keep London's airports closed, however. French airspace has started to reopen, but the reopening will be gradual and controlled, and Lufthansa has already resumed some limited service and is offering extra planes to bring home stranded passengers. The previous eruption of the Icelandic volcano, which we won't even attempt to mispronounce, was in December of 1821 and continued until January of 1823. Hopefully it will quiet down much sooner this time. It does prove our dependence on air travel and our lack of diversified transportation options, which has made us exceptionally vulnerable. On the other hand, with a transatlantic flight taking hours and a ship taking days, there's a case for not wanting to take the time. Well, the little clock on the wall says that we're just about out of time. This is once again the Flight Wisdom Guru saying, we don't make mistakes. We just have happy accidents. Briefing 17 was released April 20th, 2010. Flight Wisdom is a project of the Wenica Media Group, producers of quality online content. If you're interested in being a guest blogger on Flight Wisdom or doing a guest editorial on the briefing, please contact us. From all of us here at Flight Wisdom, happy flying!